Hey, Tony.
The usual, please. You're an angel. No, really. How's business tonight? Yeah, looks that way. Kinda crowded, huh? Something special happening upstairs? Convention. Oh boy. Weirdos? Not weirdos. Anyone cute? You don't count, unfortunately. What would your husband think? You flirt. Today was alright. My boss is still seemingly trying to crawl directly up my ass about this client, but I honestly don't care. He knows he sent the right person for the job, you know? And the proof is in the contracts upstairs. Hence, scotch. Wine is for loosening up on a date. Scotch is for wiping the day completely out of my head. And vodka, or tequila, those are for when the day goes completely to shit. So it might be vodka next week. I'll let you know. Ooh, here they come. Who? You're convention folks. They're parting the Red Sea. Oh, should I move? This is my seat. I don't know whether to take that as a compliment or not, but I guess that just is a testament to how often I come here. Huh. Nope. No. 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 Maybe? Ooh. Oh, Lord. Tony. Tony incoming. Towards the back of the group? Yeah, that guy. What do you think? Yeah, he is. No, I guess our tastes are different. No, look at him. Oh my gosh, look at him laugh. Oof, alright, I'm gonna stop staring like a total creep. God, fuck. I need to get laid, man. Why don't I go talk to him? Probably because he's out with his friends and having a good time, and he probably doesn't want some rando girl talking to him. I'm not a chicken. Slip in my room key. Tony, you watch way too many pornos. That's how you get murdered. Well, yeah, he is gorgeous, but I just don't want to, you know, intrude on his night. He's having a good time. Make his night even better. Tony, stop. You're such a dork. Yeah, it has been a long time. You know that. My last relationship didn't end so well, and you've probably heard a lot more than you've wanted to hear about it. I just haven't met somebody I can connect with yet. I know, you tell me this every week. God, fuck, I come here every week. Yeah, you've gotta take a chance, you never know. Like, Mr. Right could be right around the corner and not all men suck like my ex. But, you know, I'm taking time to figure myself out, you know? In the meantime, I packed a vibrator, so. Yeah, fuck you too, Tony. I'm good. I'm good by myself. Tony? That's my card, right? Wait. What are you doing? I'm not buying another drink yet. I have... Tony? Tony, where the fuck are you? Fuck! Shit. He really fucking... Fuck! He's come... Jesus Christ, that was... Hey! Yep. Yes, me. I am the one who bought you that drink. Alcohol. Yes, that was me. I'm sorry. I forgot how to talk there. Would you like a seat? Yeah, here, let me just move my leg. Oh, shit. I am so sorry. Oh God, that got all over your shirt. I am so sorry. Okay, you're laughing. That's not too bad of a sign. Yeah, I'll wait here. Could you grab me a napkin too? Thanks. Tony, I'm gonna fucking kill you. You better wipe that fucking smirk off your face before I fucking put. Thank you. You're so sweet. I'm really so sorry. I'll buy you another drink. It's your turn. You didn't even get to drink the first one. Well, if you insist, who am I to refuse? But, next round will be on me. You like the sound of that? Well then, we are going to get along just fine. So, I hear there's some sort of convention going up in the hotel. That's really interesting. Yeah, I'm here for work. I know. Boo. I travel here quite a bit, actually. Sales. Never-ending green light at the end of the dock. It's a living. Don't know if Fitzgerald really would have approved of it, but what about you? Do you like it? Not on Mondays. So where are you coming from? Right here. Oh, wow. So this con is in a really convenient location for you then. Lucky you. Oh, drinks are here. Thanks, Tony. Bye. Yeah, I'm more or less a regular since I always stay here when I'm in town. What's that? He winked at me. He does that to everyone. You get used to it. You have a great laugh. you're welcome. I hope your friends aren't too mad at me for stealing you away for a bit. Couldn't resist. Why? Fishing for compliments, are we? I'll bite. You caught my eye the second you came in. You noticed me right away too. Now you're just flattering me. But I'll choose to believe it. So, Mr. Handsome Stranger, what's your name? I like it. Me? Everyone just calls me Swell. Hey, Tony. Yeah, can I close my tab? Where? Oh, he's in the bathroom. I'm gonna get out of here. What? No, I just met him. Why would he want to go up to the room of a girl he just met? I have a lot to learn about men. Tony, not every guy is ready to bone at the drop of a hat. I mean, you might be, but yes, you did set all of this up, and I appreciate it very much, but okay, yeah, you have no idea. I did. I had a great night. I had an amazing night. He's so funny, charismatic, and he understands all of my literary references, and he's intelligent and cute and like everything, and I wish I could talk with him more, but I'm leaving in a few days for work, and I don't know, Tony. There are a million reasons I shouldn't. Are you on that room key thing again? Ugh. No! Look, I'm sure I've humiliated myself enough for one night. I need to leave while I still have my dignity intact before I say something dumb or ditzy and just completely shatter the illusion that I'm a put-together person. He'll remember me as some charming, beautiful, slightly awkward stranger, more than slightly awkward stranger, and then we'll never talk again and it'll be fine. Yes. Yes, I would definitely love to just bring him up to my room and rip his pants off. But I just he hasn't made a move on me all night, and it's almost closing. I don't think he's interested. He's where now? He's right behind me, isn't he? Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. I'm so sorry. Oh my god. I can't seem to stop embarrassing myself tonight. How How much of that did you overhear? All of it? Okay. Well, I'm going to go just sink into the earth. I'm very sorry. What? Why are you stepping closer to me? Wow. Okay. Shut up. I'm flustered because I didn't expect that. You're pulling out my number? Yes, sure, here. Here. You can text me, so I'll have yours. Hey. You sure like to surprise a girl. Do you maybe want to come upstairs with me? Does that mean yes? Follow me. Fuck. Oh, you feel so good. Yeah, you can grab my ass. Fuck. Oh, your mouth feels amazing. Fuck. Right there. Oh, that's my kryptonite. Oh, he'll keep that in mind. Oh, fuck. I'm done for. Oh, where's that hand traveling to, sir? You just shivered. Are you okay? You like that? When I called you sir? Oh. Then maybe you'll like it if I ask you if I can unbutton your shirt, sir. Thank you. And is it okay if I kiss you from here? To here. I love that little catch in your breath. May I touch you, sir? You're already so hard under my hand. Can I see? Holy shit. You have the most gorgeous fucking cock. Stroke it? Yes, sir. So hard and warm. I love the way your cock feels in my hand, sir. I need it in my mouth. May I please suck your cock, sir? Yeah. Oh, please put your hand in my hair. I'm just gonna tease the tip of your cock with my tongue. Like all the way around my head. Before I suck it into my mouth. I like to slap it against my tongue a few times. To try and tease out some of that delicious pre-cum. I love the way you taste. Will you... Oh, fill up my mouth. Oh, and drop on my tongue. Oh. Look up at you while I do it. Yes, sir. You want to see me bobbing up and down on the length of your cock? See my eyes tearing up a little when you go too deep. Don't worry. It's been a while for me. But I've always loved giving head. And you. You definitely make me remember why. I am perfect. I'm fucking perfect. Deeper. Yeah. I can get you deeper. Yes, you can. Feel free to grab my hair harder. Actually, the harder you grab, the deeper I go. Oh! What's wrong? Why did he stop? Get up. Okay. Yes, sir. That's the rule I'm glad to follow. Sir, lean over the bed. Yes, sir. No, I won't move, I promise. Describe what you're doing to me. You're running your hand over my ass, and now you're moving your hand down and playing with the edge of my skirt, lifting it up, pressing your fingers over my. Oh. Keep going, but please don't stop touching me. You're rubbing my pussy through my panties, pushing them to the side, and finding my clit. Oh, it feels so good. God. I have one in my purse. Yes, you did tell me not to move. I'm sorry. My purse is in the nightstand. Don't steal my credit card. I'm in a pretty vulnerable position to be making demands. Like, Like, you could take your eyes off my ass long enough to steal anything anyways. You're not fooling me. Yeah. Yes. Yes, sir. I'll get back to it. Your hands are on my hips, slowly sliding my panties down my legs. No, I wasn't planning on anything tonight. I just like black lace. Makes me feel like I have a sexy little secret, even if no one gets to see it later. Oh, I can feel the head of your cock slowly sliding up and down the lips of my pussy. God, you got me so fucking wet for you. Oh, fuck. Up and down and up and down. Please. Please fuck me. Pretty please. Not yet. You're the devil, you know that? Keep rubbing my clit with the head of your cock. Just slide it against my slit. If you keep kissing my neck like that. Oh, if you fucking tease. You just want me dripping and trembling for you, don't you? Now you're playing with. I'm twisting my nipples. Wait, here, let me help you with the button. Never mind. You got it. You want me to beg you? You're awful. Expecting me to string a coherent sentence together. While your cock is pressing up against me, and your hands are squeezing and playing with my body. Is that a chuckle? Sadist. Please. Please fuck me. Shove the beautiful cock into my tight little pussy and just pound me into my mattress until I'm screaming for you. I want you to fuck me as hard and fast as you like, as hard and fast as you're afraid to do with other people, as angry and dominant as in your dirtiest fantasies. Grab my hair and make me arch my back for you. Spank my ass until it's nice and red and sore for you, and until I'm crying, and until I'm telling you to stop and don't stop and never stop and fuck me. I don't care. I don't care what you do to me, as long as your cock is just pumping away inside of me the entire time. I want you to fuck me. Fuck me, fuck me, fuck me. Stop rubbing it against me and just put it inside of me. Is it fucking good enough for you? I'm so fuck. Pull my hair harder. Do I feel good? Does my pussy feel good? Right there. Right there. Please. Why are you stopping? You're tired. What the hell? What's with that smirk? Oh! I can't believe you managed to stay inside me while pulling me onto your lap. You want me to sit like this on you, sir? Fuck myself on your cock. You're not tired at all, you fucker. Fine, I'll play along. Let me just bounce a little bit on this cock. Fuck. Fuck. You're right. This is a better angle for you to kiss my neck. Nibble there. Oh, my ears are sensitive. Fuck. 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 Let me grind on you, babe. Let me grind. Oh, touch me. Play with my body. Play with my breasts through my shirt. You feel so good, baby. You feel so good. Fuck. Wrap my legs around. Pussy squeezing you, milking your cock. I want your cock. I want your cock. I want your cum. I want you. I want you. I want your cum. I want you to fucking fuck me. I want you to come. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Yes. You can absolutely stay the night. Here. Get under the covers with me. Come here. Mm. Just let me kiss your face. All over your face. Can I put my head on your chest? I'm a cuddler after sex. I hope you don't mind. No? Good. I'm really glad Tony bought you that drink. I was kind of checking you out. Definitely checking you out, but I didn't want to bug you. Well, you look like you were having a good time, and who wants to have that interrupted by him? Beautiful, huh? Sure I didn't bug you. Okay. You said it, so I'll take your word for it. Yeah, Tony took my card and bought the drink for you to force me to talk to you. Oh my god, I sound like a total dork. It's cute. Okay. If you say so. Okay, you're way too comfortable to sleep on. Let me just... there. Comfy? Good. If you want to go before I wake up, there's no way I'll be up before 9. If that helps. You don't? Well, I hear they have a great breakfast here. I have to be back at the central office by 10. Colin? That's very tempting. You know what, you've convinced me. Twist my arm. I'm gonna have to give Tony a huge tip the next time I see him.